blessings of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. And of course, for the next few weeks, we will be sharing on different topics that relate to Thanksgiving. It so happens that this particular week, we will be sharing primarily on Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving in prayer. But we will be talking about how we can share our thanks by singing. We'll be sharing about how we can share our thanks by witnessing and of course, by giving, which you have done and are doing as we speak. So as we enter the Thanksgiving season, everyone will be talking about celebrating Thanksgiving. The irony of this is, in too many homes, there will be very little real, genuine thanks given to God. In many, if not most, our homes will be busy. We'll be planning, preparing, cooking, eating, entertaining, and of course, watching football. Those are mostly the things that get done during the Thanksgiving season. And perhaps the most spiritual thing that will occur will be that one prayer that we pray before we eat, and then typically one person does that. In too many homes, the whole point of Thanksgiving to God is missed. And in doing this, we will miss one of the greatest values in living the kind of life that our Lord came to give us, the kind of life that will give us that abundant life. I don't know what, and I'm speaking now to those that are here most of the time, and I think most of us are this morning. But I am at the point in my ministry where I think that just about everything that I preach going forward is going to be based on how can I help you to have a better life? How can I help you to have the abundant life? How can I help you to be able to live the life that will be a blessing to you but will be a blessing to other people? And as I read and study the Word of God and as I have looked, I probably will never be a biblical historian where I will be able to teach you a lot of great theological themes. But this I do know, that I will do my best to be able to teach you principles from the Word of God that will help you to live the kind of life that will be God, the life that God would have you to live. So having said that, this is one of those principles that falls within that category. And that is, if we can learn the principle of thanksgiving, then we'll have the opportunity to live and to live a life of thanksgiving. Can you say amen? Yeah, yes. So we don't want to miss the point. The kind of life that we're talking about is the blessings of thanksgiving, and which is the title of our message this morning. In doing, as a followers of our Lord Jesus Christ, I want to share with you some of the ways to make this Thanksgiving season different. It would also be my prayer for you that during this holiday season, as we focus on and give our attention to Thanksgiving, as we do that, that this will become a lifestyle for us. I am believing in the next 21 to 30 days or however long it is before, it's not quite 30 days, but it's someplace, it's something over 21, I'll say that. I'm believing that we are going to get into the habit of being thankful for every day to the extent that it will become a lifestyle. I am told by those who are supposed to know that it takes 21 days to form a habit and it takes 40 days to form an attitude. Well, we got 21 days to get this habit into our life. And we got before the end of the year to be able to have that attitude, so it's going to carry us on through next year. So what we're proposing here is during this holiday season, don't just see this as a one-time message, but see this as laying a foundation so that you can have a lifestyle of thanksgiving, so that you can have a life of thanksgiving. Amen? So this is the direction that we're going, and out of that, what a blessing it will be to each one of us. So this is my prayer. So it would be our prayer that each one of us take the time to develop the habit so it'll be throughout the year. During this Thanksgiving season, we will be focusing on thanking God for all he has done in our lives. If you'll do that, you'll be amazed how your life will change. You'll be surprised at how much better you will feel if we'll only make it a habit of giving thanks. And making that statement, it goes back to what I said a few moments earlier. Most of us are well if we feel well. I'm going to repeat that. Most of us are well if we feel well. If we feel hurt, if we feel rejected, if we feel disappointed, if we feel discouraged. But if we feel good, if we feel excited, if we feel joy, if we feel happiness, if we feel upbeat, we feel better. Is that right? Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. I know it's been a long week. All right. But this is our goal for you to feel better. And one of the ways for you to be able to feel better is to get into the habit of the first thing on every morning, the first thing you think about is what you're thankful for.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I like what one person said. He said, the first voice that I want to hear of a morning and the last voice that I want to hear of an evening before I go to sleep is the voice of God.
Amen.
Is the voice of God. Now that's a good habit to get into. In fact, I've started that within the last 90 days. I don't know when, but I started that very thing. When I wake up of a morning, the first thing I want to think about is, God, I'm thankful for you. The second thing I want to think about the first thing of a morning is, Lord, how can I be a blessing to somebody? What that does is it takes your focus off of you personally and out of your own self-centered concern for yourself, and then it puts your focus on other people, and guess what? That's what the Bible tells us to do. Love others as you love yourself. So it's a good habit. A, when you wake up in the morning, God, I'm so thankful that I know you. You're my Heavenly Father. Thank you. Thank you. And the second thing is, Lord, how can I be a blessing to somebody else? Now then, when I get ready to go to bed at night, provided I don't go to sleep in my chair, I get ready to go to bed at night and I lay down, then the next thing, then... What are you giggling about? Some of you may do the same thing. But the last thing I want to remember is, Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your blessing. Now, I want you to think about that for a moment. It will make the difference in the way you sleep that night when you really get in the presence of the Lord before you go to sleep. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. All right. I wasn't really planning to get into all that, but anyway. Okay, we're talking about Thanksgiving. It all starts with what biblical Thanksgiving gives thanks to God for what he's done for us. Sometimes people say, well, I don't know what to be thankful for. I don't know how to be thankful. But what I'm saying to you today is what he has done for us. So we want to begin this season by dedicating it as a time of giving thanks to our Lord for what he's done in our lives.
Amen.
What he's done in our lives. We're going to talk more about it. The reason we should be thankful is because in 1 Chronicles, the 29th chapter, it says, everything has come from God and everything belongs to God. Now, you see, that's one of the big mistakes that we make is that For some reason, we get to assuming that we own this. That this is my money. This is my house. This is my my car, my boat, my whatever. And really, everything that we have, including the very breath that I'm breathing right now, is because of God giving it to me. And everything that you have monetarily and everything that you have physically, everything that you have is because God has blessed you with it. Anyway, that's the first thing. There are so many ways of expressing our thanksgiving, but today we're only going to focus on one way, and that's with prayer. And if we did them all, we probably wouldn't get out to beat the Baptist to eat, so I will pass that up. We're going to concentrate on thanksgiving in prayer. David tells us in Psalms 105:1, David tells us, give thanks to the Lord and pray to him. Give thanks to the Lord and pray to him. Now, many, if not most of us here, our parents, grandparents, or maybe even great-grandparents. Have I told you I'm about to be a great-grandparent? Just about a month? Anyway, don't we appreciate it if and when our kids tell us how much they appreciate what we've done for them? God does too. Amen. God does too. If you want to get God's attention, you just start thanking him. Thank him for what he's done. And every one of us wants to get his attention, especially when we're wanting something. So the thing we want to do is to give thanks, thanksgiving in prayer. Thanksgiving is a part of our praise and worship. It gives thanks to God for what he does for us. Now, David had a model for this in the 100th chapter of Psalms, Psalms 100. Now, for those of you that might be a little bit timid with this or might not be accustomed to some of our style in praise and worship, you might want to look close to this. And it says, shout with joy to the Lord, worship the Lord with gladness, come before him singing with joy, acknowledge that he is the Lord, that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, go into his courts with praise, give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good and his unfailing love continues forever. Now, if we go back and just go over that, here's just to kind of summarize what David is telling us here as a model for thanksgiving. First of all, he says, shout with joy. Shout with joy. Be excited about it. Be excited about what God has done. Be appreciative about what God has done. If you're going to shout with joy, you got to have some feeling that's associated with it. Amen? Amen? That's when we come in to praise and worship, it ushers us into the presence of the Lord. And when we do that, there is a joy. There's a feeling of goodness. Now, we don't operate on feelings alone, but I like them. Amen? Yeah, I like them. So shout with joy. And another translation says, serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Now, you notice the chronological order with which we're here saying, come before him singing with joy. This is what we do when we come into our services. And that is, we are singing to the Lord. We're worshiping the Lord. We're serving the Lord. And you know what? Something wonderful happens when you do it God's way. And that is that you get into the presence of the Almighty God and you can get his attention. Then you can bring your petitions to him if you need healing. You can bring healing into your life. You can have those things, all the provisions that he has. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. Acknowledge that he is God, that he's your heavenly Father. Come into his gates, or another translation says, come into his city with singing of thanksgiving. Now, when I see the word gates there, I'm reminded of two sets of gates that the Bible talks about. One is Jerusalem had gates all the way around it. And whenever, especially during first fruits time, they would bring their giving and their offerings and their produce and their things. They would bring them and they would come into the gates. And when they would come in, they would come in praising the Lord and worshiping the Lord as they came into those gates. And they would go right straight to the king and they would lay those down there in front of the king as an offering of thankfulness. Now that's one place that I see the gates being. The other place being in the Levitical law, in the form of worship with which they had, they built the tabernacle. There were gates that went into the court, and there was an outer court and an inner court. They would come into that outer court, and God's telling us, come into that court with praise. Now, same thing is true whenever we come to church on Sunday morning. And that is, if we've come to church to worship Him and to honor God and to reverence Him and to love Him and to tell Him how much we love Him, come into His praise gates with thanksgiving. If you want to go into the presence of God, come into it with thanksgiving. And if you want to praise Him, start out with thanking Him for who He is and what He is and what He's done for us. Amen. Amen. Why? Because the Lord is good. Yes. Yes. All the time. Let's try it again. The Lord is good.
All the time.
Oh yeah, I like that. For the Lord is good and His love continues forever. So the Bible gives us the right to shout to the Lord. Amen. Amen. What David said about talking about some of these provisions, this is Psalms 147, 7 through 16. We can't go through all that, but I'm going to summarize it. He says, sing praises to God with a harp. Because He covers the heavens with clouds of rain. He provides food for the animals. He delights those who reverence Him and puts their hope in His love. He protects us and He blesses our children. He provides rain and snow for moisture to be able to grow the crops. He gives peace to our nation, whether it's your food, your body, your emotional well-being. The fact is that He loves you and He blesses you. Have you told Him that you thank Him for it?
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Come on now. Yes. Come on now. We got to. Let's just take a moment and just thank God for all the good things. Father, we thank You this morning. We thank You because You are the God that we serve. You are Jehovah Jireh, our great provider. You are our healer. Father, we thank You this morning and we bless You this morning for the blessings that You have given to us. All right. Then look at the New Testament, James. James, the first chapter in the 17th verse says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. When we begin meditating on what we can be thankful for, we really have to thank God for everything. He provides everything. Now, you know, sometimes we sit down and I thank God for Janet. I thank God for my food. I thank God, you know, the thing. But you know, we need to thank God for everything.
Amen.
Amen? It's an interesting thing about Thanksgiving in prayer. It brings peace.
Yes. Yes.
Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious for anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
Yes.
Now, I'll be the first to admit that it's difficult not to be anxious under certain circumstances, with certain circumstances. I'll be the first to admit that. But what I have found is this. If I will pray first and worry second, I worry less that way. If I worry first and pray second, I worry more. The difference is that if you're praying, asking God to do something, to move a situation, to nullify a situation that is a negative situation, you'll have a lot less to worry about because you've prayed. The Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people and that he empowers and he uses our thanksgivings as instruments in power in our life. Thanksgiving is a part of praise. Thanksgiving is a part of, and of course, thanksgiving and praise is a part of worship, but thanksgiving is a part of praise. And there's something about that as we praise the Lord and thank him and in his presence, there is a peace, but also there is an empowerment that comes into our life. There's a comfortableness. As we trust in the Lord, it gives us the ability to be able to deal with and to with each situation. So thanksgiving and prayer will bring peace. Thanksgiving is an expression of your faith. Thanksgiving is an expression of your faith. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith pleases God, so when you thank him, you please God. Now, the scripture says without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. If that's the case, then faith pleases God. Would we agree? Yes. Do we agree? Okay. Now, what is faith then? Faith, Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And what we're saying there is that there's something out there that we're believing God for that is going to take faith for it to come to pass. And if you ask God for that believing, thanking him for it, whenever it comes into fruition, it's already happened. Okay. And this is an area that we believe and that we have, not only do we believe it, but we see it in the Word of God. And there is empowerment in confession of what you're believing for if it's consistent with the Word of God. Now, some people say, well, I don't want to tell no lie. Well, I don't either. But I'm here to declare to you that there is power in confessing God's word over a situation. And when I say confession, I'm saying confess it out loud. Verbalize it. Now, I'll tell you, when you do that, you're going to stir up a hornet's nest because the devil don't like that. Because when you start talking about God's word, it gives him the anxiousness. Do it anyway. That's right. Confess it. You say, well, what are people going to say about me? I don't care what they say about you. I like what Charles Capp says there in that regard. He's talking about fishing. And he's talking about he takes dominion when he goes fishing. He takes dominion over those fish. He says, now people make fun of me. They laugh at me. But he says, I got the fish to prove it. Now, same thing's true in this situation here. And what we're talking about, it takes faith to believe. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. But when you're believing God, then that is a type of being thankful. Amen? Yes. Yeah. So, again, what I'm saying to you is I'm giving you not a formula for living, but a lifestyle for living. Yes. So, praying with thanksgiving is an expression of confidence. Giving thanksgiving in everything. Now, this is a tricky one. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. I don't have that all on here. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Do we have that? 1 Thessalonians 5. Attaboy. Way to go, Jeff. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Looking at that 18th verse there, and it's really important that you understand where it says, in everything give thanks. I am not going to give thanks for meningitis or cancer Or I'm not going to give thanks if I go out here and have an accident. But if adversity comes your way, if reversals come your way, if something happens in your life that is not godly, you can give thanks that God is going to take care of it and bring you out of it, and you will be an overcomer if you will hold on to the unchanging word of God and God himself. So stay with that principle that the devil has come to kill, steal, and to destroy. God doesn't come to kill, steal, and destroy. So those things that are being killed in your life, if it's a divorce or a traumatic situation in the family, that's not God's will. Now we can thank God that he knows about it, and we will be overcomers if we hold on. You know why? Because the devil has never God has never been outdone by the devil. The devil's never been able to beat God. Some way God's going to bring you through it.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Give thanks in everything. How do we do that? How do we remain grateful during difficult times? Ephesians 5:18-21. I don't know whether I gave them that or not, but Ephesians 5:18-21. Be filled with the Spirit. That's talking about being filled with the Spirit. Kind of simple. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always, all things to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing, and making melody in your heart. I'm glad that he said making melody in your heart. I'm glad he didn't require me to make melody with my singing. But there's a principle there. If you're struggling, if you have gotten a reversal, a bad report, then as quickly as you can, get into those things that will lift you up. Singing, Word of God, good fellowship, people encourage you, that type of a thing will help that. Okay, now life runs on two tracks, one good and one bad. Life runs on two tracks, one good and one bad. I'm also aware that life runs that way. There are good things in your life, and there's good things that need prayer. Your life was never going to be always good. If you want to know how long the Bible says you will have tribulation in this life, as long as the devil's available, he's going to be tormenting you. If you take your pulse and your pulse is beating, you're going to stand a good possibility you're going to have a challenge in your life. But God is greater than the devil.
Yes.
All right. So just so we understand that.
This has been a production of Cornerstone Church in Grove, Oklahoma. For more information about Cornerstone, you can call 918-786-6164 or send an email to info@cornerstonechurchofgrove.com. Thanks for listening.